Views and commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you have a call you want to make today to myself or the guest or ask a question, we're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. And with that, I have Pastor Derek Dickinson with me. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Enjoying yourself?
Yes. So far, so good.
There we go. I had one of the buttons not on correctly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No, I'm doing well.
Okay. So, before we review your event, let's look at your church.
Okay.
And the history of it. 20 years ago is when this adventure started.
Yeah, basically. My wife and I, so I'm the pastor of Journey Christian Church, and my wife and I came up here a little over 20 years ago. We started the church in the Regal Movie Theater right there on Airport Way and did that for 12 years, and then we bought land and built a building, and so we've been there ever since. So this October, the church will turn 20 as far as officially with public worship services and all of that. So my wife and I have been here a little bit longer than that, but not much, and so it's been quite an adventure. It's gone quick in some ways and kind of amazing, but we love Fairbanks, and it's just been an incredible thing. So my wife grew up in this area, but I came from Indianapolis, Indiana, so I was a transplant, but love it.
So she dragged you back home.
Well, I guess you could say that, so yeah. Yeah, but we love it, and it's been an incredible time. So yeah, it's hard to believe that our fourth child at the time came up in a car seat at 1 year old, and now he's married, got married this summer, and so time does march on. Pretty incredible.
So when you came up here, was it with the intent of starting a church, being a pastor?
Yes, it was. Yeah. Yeah. And it's kind of I don't know how much you want to know about it, but basically, my wife was from here. We were looking at Portland or Seattle or Fairbanks. And I was not honestly wanting to come to Fairbanks. I'd heard about the darkness and the cold and all that.
Suck it up.
I know. I learned. And but I prayed about it and I fasted. I did no solid food for 30 days, drank nutrition stuff, and felt like the Lord gave me the answer to come to Fairbanks. And what was kind of goofy was I was like, well, that's not the right answer. And so I actually did a second 30-day fast and got the same answer. And so we came to Fairbanks, and the Lord knows me better than I know myself because I love it. Don't ever think we would leave. It's just been incredible. So, that's kind of what got me to come was my wife, and also I really did believe I was led to come and plant the church. So
having services at the Goldstream.
Yes.
How do you come up with that thought and process?
That's well,
great idea.
Yeah, it worked really well. Everyone in this community knew where the movie theater was. It was a challenge. There's no way around it. To haul the equipment in and out in the summer was not a big deal, but in the winter, at 40 below, sound equipment does not like to be moved, and it doesn't like major temperature changes. And so to move it, from a heated back of the truck to get a cold blast to 40 below and then into a movie theater and expect it to work an hour later, later was sometimes rather challenging. So yeah, it was, I don't miss those days. You know, we it was a great place. It worked out really well. We rented a couple of the auditoriums, mm-hmm. like one for the kids, one for the adults. And then we had the nursery kind of like, you know, kind of a fenced off area, in the big hallway. And it worked out pretty well. We had donuts in the little party room when they added that. I think we were there before the party room. I think that came part of our time there. So yeah, but it was a great location. When people start churches, they often start them in public schools. Like mm-hmm. you can rent a gymnasium or auditorium. Mm-hmm. But movie theaters is another place, or like a theater, you know, like the Pioneer Park Theater. Those yeah. kinds of venues lend themselves to it. And so we settled on the Regal, and it was a good relationship. And we were there for, you know, 12 years, long time. So it worked really well for us.
That's great to hear. And your location there off of Pike's Landing Road.
Well, it's
right
it's,
across from it.
It's Hoselton, which is kind of over by Pike's Hotel. Mm-hmm. And so it's 1201 Hoselton Road is where the actual building is today.
Beautiful building.
Yeah, it turned out really well, and that was an amazing thing. A lot of volunteer hours into mm-hmm. that, but you know, obviously there was, you know, a bunch of paid people as well. But yeah, it was quite the project. We own 9 acres over there, and it's worked out. It's been a beautiful location.
I've been over there many times, for many reasons. But every time I walk in, you know, I'm in real estate. Mm-hmm. And I have this smile at how well you maintain it, how well you treat it, how clean it is.
Well, thank you.
And how it works for what you do.
Yeah, it turned out really well. I give a lot of credit to a guy named Dave Goff, who was he's one of our elders at the church, and he was our volunteer general contractor. Saved us, I can't even imagine how much money he saved us managing all of that. And but he put it together. It's a beautiful building. My wife's kind of the aesthetic, you know, chief of aesthetics. And so she has done a lot of the decoration and getting the signage set up and all that. And it turned out really well. We're pleased with it. It's been a wonderful home for us.
Now, you do an event every year for the last, you know, 6 to 8 years, it seems like.
Yeah.
And you call it the Elevate, Lift Your Leadership to the Next Level.
Yes. I believe this is our 6th year. I always kind of have to think about it because COVID knocked us out for a little bit. But yes, it's Saturday, January 27th. It's 10 to 3 p.m. It's a free leadership conference that we give as a gift to the community, and we invite Alaska leaders to come and share kind of their hard-earned leadership wisdom. And it's been a great conference every year. I always learn something. I've been leading churches for 30 years, and I have learned that you're never done learning. You always can learn something. And so we have 8 speakers this time, and they are 6 of them are new and never have spoken for us before. You want me to walk through them?
We're going to take a commercial and when we come back, Fairbanks, we're going to walk through them. A very, very exceptional lineup, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
The Fairbanks Clinic has been here for you since 1932, the year Amelia Earhart completed the first female nonstop solo flight across the Atlantic, the year BBC aired their first television broadcast. That was over 90 years ago, and they're still here, still taking care of you and your family. That's the Fairbanks Clinic in their beautiful building at the corner of Cushman and Gaffney. Call and schedule your appointment today with their family care practice. That's the Fairbanks Clinic, here for you since 1932.
Mountain View Eye Center has a new reason for you to smile. Smile Laser Vision Correction eliminates the need for glasses or contact lenses, so you have more freedom to do the things that make you smile. Smile is the latest in laser vision correction technology. Fast, painless, and minimally invasive, so you can return to your regular activities by the very next day. Call to schedule your free smile consultation. Ask about their flexible financing options. Visit online at mountainvieweyes.com.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR weather.
Flurries likely today, otherwise partly cloudy. Highs around 10 below, winds out of the northeast, around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, flurries likely, lows level off around 23 below. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, flurries likely, daytime highs approaching 21 below. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Pastor Derek Dickinson in the studio with me. He's with the Journey Christian Church, and they're going to present Elevate, Lift Your Leadership to a Next Level. It is next Saturday, January 27th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There is no cost. And the food?
The food is, I do need RSVP if you want lunch. You don't have to RSVP if you just want to attend, but if you want lunch, I'm working with the caterer. One kind of fun detail about that, I don't know how many of you watch MasterChef. I had never watched, a cooking show before, but...
Is Lizzie cooking your food for you guys?
She's doing our food, and Lizzie is someone we've known for years, and we enjoy, and so she's the caterer for the event. She will need, a hard number by noon on January 24th. So if you want lunch, then we need to hear from you, and where you can do that is our phone number. The church landline is 907-455-4433. That's 907-455-4433. Or you could email jccoffice2020@gmail.com. That's jccoffice2020@gmail.com. And RSVP for your lunch. And that's free as well. That's a gift from Journey Church. And we're just trying to bless the community. I read years ago, John Maxwell said, everything rises and falls with leadership, whether that's a city, Mr. Mayor, or a church, or a nonprofit, or a business, or a university. And I believe that. I think leadership makes a difference. And so this is a gift to the community. And I think all of us leaders can always sharpen those skills a little bit and continue to grow. And it lifts everything. So that's what we're trying to do.
You have a wonderful ensemble. I'm going to go through them real fast and we'll come back. But John Burns, Mark Hamilton, Megan Heim, Frank Ostianic, Ann Weaver, Jomo Stewart, Captain Eric Spitzer, and Marilyn Romano. So looking at John Burns, he's the president and CEO of Golden Valley Electric Association.
Yeah, which I actually hear he's getting roasted here soon by Glenner and them.
Being used as a fundraiser.
So
he's also a past attorney general.
Yes, he is. Yes,
and
he is.
He's a past Lathrop graduate.
Oh, I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
So that's exciting. That's cool. Yeah. No, we're excited. He's never spoken for us before. I'm excited about that. I'd love to hear what he's going to say. And I think he brings, a depth, and obviously, as you have shared, there's a lot of different experiences he brings to the table. So I'm looking forward to his talk on leadership.
So it's a 5-hour time frame. Everyone... Speaker gets about, half hour?
Yeah, kind of think, there's lunch in there, so, kind of think TED Talk-ish, 20, 25 minutes.
Question and answer.
So a little bit of question and answer for all the speakers that are open to that, which most of them are. So, it's kind of boom, boom, boom all day long, but I think it'll be great. I think everybody will learn a lot, so.
But Mark Hamilton, he's something else. He's a president emeritus, University of Alaska, but... He was basically a 2-star or 3-star general.
Yes, he was a general, and then then he did the president of the university system, and then I believe he was a vice president of a mining company after the university system. So, it's the trifecta. It's military leadership, education, and business. So,
corporate America.
Yeah, it's the whole thing. And he lives in Idaho now, and so he's graciously flying in. He does have grandkids here, but he's graciously flying in and going to share with us. And that's, just his gift. So it's kind of an amazing thing. He's a wonderful speaker if you never heard him. And I think people will learn a lot from him. Has a real depth of leadership experience to draw from.
Then you have Megan Heim. She is the owner of the Fudge Pot and owner of Infinite Options Care Coordination Services.
Yeah, she's a young woman and yet a double entrepreneur, which is, I always admire entrepreneurs. That is, you know, takes risk. And so she's kind of interesting. She has a real passion for those with disabilities and helping them. And my understanding, so the one she owned first was the Infinite Options Care Coordination Services. And then she bought the Fudge Pot. And she's the owner of that. And one of the reasons she did that was in order to be able to hire those who have some disabilities and give them a place to work. It's mm-hmm. a real passion of hers. And so I think she'll kind of bring that passion to this. And I think that will be really interesting to hear her take. Plus, like I said, she's a double entrepreneur, which I think is a unique skill set. I mean, as a church planter myself, that's entrepreneurial. That's starting something from scratch. And so I always respect that. I understand how difficult it is to do some of those things. So, yeah.
She also, I so enjoy her food over there at the Fudge Pot.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
I was like going over there, you know, in the mid-afternoon, sitting in the window, having a sandwich, and just looking over the plaza there.
Yeah.
And the buses that pull up or the people walking by, this shut off. And just enjoy the view.
Yeah. She's a very gracious woman and had some conversations with her on the phone. I think people are going to really enjoy her and appreciate what she has to say.
Then you have Frank Ostanek, Director of Catholic Schools of Fairbanks.
Yeah, he's a coach, so he kind of brings that side of things as well. But he's, in essence, director is the term, but, you know, I kind of view it as a superintendent of the Catholic schools here in town. And
he's the man in charge.
He's the man in charge. The buck stops with him. And those schools have a good reputation. And he is, you know, part of that and part of why that has happened. And so I'm excited to hear about what he has to say. And so, yeah, that'll be good.
He's also the boys and girls basketball coaches.
Yes.
And he does that. And it's you know, I had him on the air here, and great talking with him. And he was, when he first started, you know, he took over for Nancy, Cook, an incredible person. And Frank is more, he's more deliberate, he's more confined.
Okay.
Or scheduled, rather. And so he's looking at the budget and the holes in the budget, you know, for funding things.
Yeah.
And he's saying, I was just thinking, well, we turn the keys in. And he goes, Nancy says, well, you know, miracles happen. Just don't worry. And he goes, and lo and behold, go through the school year, and boom, miracles of income start happening.
That's right. Well, they are a faith-based organization. So faith, you don't see it till it shows up, I guess.
Yeah.
So got to kind of see it ahead of time.
Then you have Marilyn Romano. She's Regional Vice President of Alaska Airlines.
Yeah, and she's, you know, had a long history here in Fairbanks. She now lives in Anchorage and is graciously coming back. Loves the Fairbanks community, comes back, you know, sometimes. And so looking forward to what she has to say. And, you know, she's with Alaska Airlines, and boy, they have faced some challenges, you know, not of their making by any stretch. But so she's definitely leading at a high level. I think we're going to learn a lot from her.
And she used to be the publisher of the Newsminer.
She was, yes. That was a role for a long time here. So,
yeah, great lady, very knowledgeable. And then you have Captain Eric Spitzer. He's a commander of D Detachment here in the interior of the Alaska State Troopers, Fairbanks.
Yes, he's in charge of the state troopers in this area. I believe his background before that was a Marine. I believe he's a Marine, and I'm not a Marine. I'm told once you're a Marine, you're always a Marine. So, but he has that background, is my understanding, and I think he will have a lot to say. We may even have to ask him to do some of his humor. I guess he did the Funny Fest.
Yes, he did.
This past weekend. I did not see that, but it's what Glenner was just telling me that on the way in here to the radio station. So,
well, you must have been successful because Glenner wasn't put in jail.
You know, that's right.
But that's one person you don't want to fail.
Yeah, you want him to succeed.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. He has a great personality, too. You know, since becoming mayor, the numerous times I've I've talked to him. He's just a great personality. Mm-hmm. Very, very good depth there. So he's going to be a great addition.
Yeah.
You know, out of everyone there, you know, they're all great, but I think he's going to be your surprise superstar.
Oh, okay.
I really do.
All right. Well, he's got a great reputation. I look forward to what he has to say.
Then Jomo Stewart, president of Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation, good friend of mine, great guy, great that you got him.
Yeah. Well, I've heard him speak a couple times at Chamber of Commerce and thought he did well and thought he would add, a perspective that's helpful. And so, yeah, I look forward to what he has to say. And so I think that'll be great.
And then finally, you have Ann Weaver, CEO, Fairbanks Community Food Bank.
Yeah, Ann is, she's the one that I have every year. And that is because I always, one side thing, this event is free, but we do give people an opportunity if they'd like to give to the Fairbanks Food Bank. They don't have to at all, but an organization that's near and dear to my heart. I'm on the board, just so you're aware of that. Anne is also active in my congregation, and so there is a strong connection there. But she does a great job every year. She's a remarkable leader, and so I think that she will have a lot to say. And so it'll be good. So she and Mark Hamilton are the only two that have shared with us in the past, in the past 6 years. It's been a couple of years since Mark, but Ann shares every year. But everybody else is new, and so I'm looking forward to what they have to say.
Who's up first?
Well, the order, we don't really release the order, and because I'm always kind of fiddling with that because I, get texts or, hey, I've got to be in the morning or, mm-hmm. hey, I have to be in the afternoon or things can change and that. So we don't really release that. I guess if you reach out the day before, then that may be totally solid. But I have an order, but that's,
it's I'm your not, order and it's, you're not
it's,
releasing
it's
it.
It's my, yet. It's my
you,
order.
And you so, got to come to see the order.
That's right. You got to come see it. So, and one other thing I should mention, Marilyn Romano, just, she really helped with the Chamber of Commerce's leadership development that they offered for mm-hmm. years. She led that. I'm not sure how many years, but she did definitely have a hand in that for quite some time. So she, leadership is definitely something she is about and loves to share with and loves to really help people come to their, flourish in it and thrive in it. So that's one other credential that I should mention with her.
And this is next Saturday already, end of January already.
I know we're clicking along, but yeah, it's Saturday, January 27th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Just remember, if you want lunch, let us know by January 24th by noon. And that number again is 907-455-4433, or you can email us at jccoffice2020@gmail.com. We'd love to have you come. I think you will be blessed and encouraged and inspired and challenged. I know every year I grab a few principles, a few things that help me in my own leadership development, because none of us are ever done. And I think that is critical to show up and learn what we can learn.
It's going to be a good event. That's for sure. Just the speakers you have, you're guaranteeing everyone in that room to learn something or to be inspired.
They will.
To elevate themselves. And that's what this is about. Lift your leadership to the next level.
Yeah, and I think that they, we had about 100, it was a little over 100 people attended last year, mm-hmm. And we'll see what happens this year, but it is exciting. It's grown over the years, and I think it's just a true blessing for, somebody who maybe wants to lead, to pick up some things, or if you're already in a leadership position, it's a great way to come and, just kick back and soak in some knowledge and hard-fought, hard-earned wisdom from each of these individuals. Because as you're a leader. It is you come by these lessons usually a little painfully. At least that's how I tend to learn my lessons. So if I can learn from somebody else, that would be helpful.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to give you some Eric Clapton Pretending. That was probably given to us by Melissa. Then we have some Fox News, some state news, some commercials and weather. And baby, it's cold outside. Then we'll be back.
on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
We're confirming a report from the Associated Press that South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, who at one time was running his own presidential campaign, is now ready to join that of Donald Trump. Big move of the Trump campaign. South Carolina primaries coming up soon. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is right there in recent polls in New Hampshire. And Senator Scott is expected to be in Concord, in New Hampshire tonight to appear at a rally with Mr. Trump. Back in Washington, D.C., it's the annual March for Life. House Speaker Mike Johnson says this pro-life movement boasts followers from all over the place.
The beauty of this event is that it's a beautiful picture of America. We have people from all walks of life, all ages, all experiences, all backgrounds. And we're all joining to celebrate life and what it means to be an American. Thank you for being a part of that.
Of course, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022, leading to new abortion bans and restrictions. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports that Alaska lawmakers received an oil production update on the second day of the session at the state capitol, with a Senate Finance Committee hearing from officials with the Department of Natural Resources. The Department of Natural Resource leaders delivered mixed news to members of the committee. DNR leaders told the committee on Wednesday that from FY 2022 to fiscal year 2023, North Slope oil production actually saw a slight increase of 1%. In South Central Alaska, Cook Inlet production decreased to 9,000 barrels per day. As far as the future, the state said they're evaluating a number of projects they hope could increase production, but since they view them as high risk, they say they'll take a major investment. Over in the House, lawmakers discussed a bill that would repeal ranked choice voting. The House Judiciary Committee moved a proposed bill out of a committee by a 5-2 vote, with Democratic Representatives Andrew Gray and Cliff Groh voting against it. House Bill 4 repeals the ballot measure of 2020 that puts us back to the way our system of elections was prior to the adoption of that ballot measure.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Wings on Wednesdays for just $1.50 each. That's every Wednesday at Big Daddy's. Wings the way you like them. Slow smoked and delicious with great choice of styles, including original buffalo and sweet honey barbecue, to name just a few. Come by Wednesday for wings at Big Daddy's and load your plate up with some of those sides that speak Southern, like collard greens, red beans and rice, and so many other choices. It's the award-winning northernmost Southern barbecue. Big Daddy's on Wickersham between 1st and 2nd Avenue.
When friends and family gather, it's time to lift each other up with delicious food and beverage from Tommy G's Meat and Sausage. All their beef is certified Angus beef, making it truly the best of the best. They pride themselves on superior quality, service, and consistency. Whether it's their cowboy cut ribeyes, lamb shanks, or even their ground chuck, you know you're getting the very best in Alaska, because there is no other place like this in Alaska. Stop by Tommy G's Meat and Sausage today, 3290 Pegger Road. It's no longer dinner with friends and family, it's an experience.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here with Reverend Derek Dickinson. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well.
Enjoying this balmy weather?
Oh, yes, lovely. And I hear next week is going to be even more exciting. So
now, you guys do food box distribution.
We do. Every Thursday night at 5 o'clock, you know, so if people need food, we are one of the big distribution points for the food bank, the Fairbanks Food Bank. And we, you know, there are certainly other ones as well, but we're Thursday night at 5 o'clock, and basically our volunteers, I think it takes about 16 volunteers every Thursday, and they set up our lobby like a grocery store. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, you come in with a box or a bag and they will let you just kind of go through. They take numbers, I believe, but you go through and get what you need, and it's a great setup. And I really think it's a powerful ministry. Some of the food comes from the church, but most of it does come from the Fairbanks Food Bank. And our volunteers go and get that from them, because often the food, if you have food issues, you often have transportation issues. And so we're kind of the other side of town. We're over by Pike's Hotel and Fred Meyer West, whereas the food bank's more on the south side of town. And so, you know, if you live in that area, it's a little easier, a little less gas to get there. So, but yeah, it's been a great ministry. We've been doing it ever since we got into the building. So we've been doing it several years now, and actually had our biggest Thanksgiving box distribution ever. And I'm trying to remember the number exactly. It was over 300 families received a Thanksgiving box, which is pretty amazing. The food bank will put a turkey in there and basically kind of all the fix-ins, or that's the goal for
a large meal for a family.
A family of four is what they say. And so that's what we try to do. And yeah, it's an amazing, that actually operates as a drive-through, that particular distribution, because it's so many people. We don't have that many every Thursday night. Although during COVID, we saw nights we would have 200 people come through. Now I'd say 50, maybe 75. It's smaller than during COVID, but that Thanksgiving distribution is something. It is, they basically just drove up and, you know, they kind of checked the name because you had to reserve it. Mm-hmm. And now you do not have to reserve it on a regular Thursday night. You just show up. But for that turkey distribution, they did have to call ahead and reserve it so that we had the right number of boxes. But it worked out really well.
Yeah. What's in your Thursday night box again?
The regular Thursday is not a box. It's we set up the lobby like a grocery store and the person goes through, which I actually like. I mean, obviously, I am a fan of what the food bank does. I'm on their board. But I do like kind of our spin on it.
It's a good distribution. Take what you need.
Well, here's kind of the thing I do. You know, like, I hate asparagus. So if you put asparagus in a box and I need food,
broccoli.
Well, okay, like broccoli.
Oh, so
Sorry, man.
Lower level person. I got to elevate you up.
I like broccoli, but I hate asparagus. So if you give me asparagus in a box, you know, now thankfully my wife likes asparagus, so I guess she would eat it. But I like the store concept that we do at Journey, just because you don't get something in your box you don't want because you chose what goes in your bag or your box. And so I like that. So both methods work great, and there are reasons to do both methods. And so anyway, but that's a slight difference because every distribution point kind of gets to do it the way they want to. And so that's how we do it. And we really have several ladies that run that, Harmony Tomaszewski, and, you know, Barb Keys and Jamie Plant, and we just have several ladies who have really taken that ministry and done some amazing things with it. It's been a real powerful gift to this community. So we're happy to host it and have our volunteers put it on. So yeah,
that's great. How many people do you usually have come through your Thursday evening?
I think 50 to 75 is probably the last number I've heard. So I'm not sure, but that's my best guess. So yeah.
And what time does it start on Thursday?
5 o'clock is when they'll let you in, and it goes till, 6 o'clock is when it officially, but they often will let you in at 5:30. Sorry about that. So they'll typically let you in at 5:30. It's at 6. It ends at 7 is how that goes.
Yeah. They operate the way they want to. Good for them.
Yes. Well, yeah.
We'll make an exception for someone who needs an exception.
So, well, it's cold, you know, and so even if we're not quite ready, you know, sometimes they'll let you come in and they'll definitely let people, they'll end up coming in the sanctuary and just hanging out till it's time to, you know, go through the line. So yeah, but it's a good operation. It's neat.
So your facility, you have your large sanctuary, is that what you call it?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. How many people does that hold? About 200?
I think there's 350 chairs set up.
Okay.
And I think they told us 400, but, you know, we put a stage in the front, so that took some seats. And that is, you know, 400. I don't think we can get 400 in. I think 350 is probably the thing. And, you know, we run two services. So that the second service is pretty full. The first service is about 100. And it's a newer thing. You know, we're at 9 and 11. And we tried 8 a.m., and apparently,
a little bit too early.
That was a little too early. I'm a get up at 4 or 5 in the morning guy, so I thought 8 a.m. would work, and 8 did not work
on a Sunday weekend rally.
Well, I learned. You live and learn, you know. But the 9 a.m. and the 11 a.m., that works. And the 9, you know, like I said, that's a newer edition. And so that's been good. It's funny, that hour difference, you know, being there at 8 or being there at 9, people like 9 better. So that's what we do now. It's 9 and 11, and that's been a good change for us. So,
do you have any services during the week?
We have small groups during the week, and so those are kind of different nights, different times. Some are in homes, some are in the building, some are in restaurants. So it kind of just depends. So there's lots of different options, and we have those in the bulletin every week, and they're in the church email that goes out. And so there's different things, or somebody could call and find out about it. But yeah, there's different groups that meet throughout the week. So.
Okay.
Yeah. One of our, we kind of laugh. My wife is a therapist, and so, which I like to joke, has saved me a lot of money. I was going to save you taking the shot.
You saw my, you stole my great lead in.
Yeah, he leaned forward, folks. I know it's radio. You couldn't see it.
Is she your repeat therapist?
She gives me a discount. But anyway, my wife's a therapist and, you know, has a private practice. And so she kind of, you know, busted out our definition of small groups, because I think of small groups as, you know, 6 people or 8 people, and we offer lots of those. But my wife did the one 3 times in a row, and it was a trauma recovery group, and she would have 50 people, not every night, but, you know, that mm-hmm. would come. And it was based on a book called Try Softer. Audie Cole, I think is the I can't remember the author, but it's called Try Softer, and she did a book. It was like a 12-week thing, and yeah, I was kind of laughing. I'm like, you know, try not to be jealous, but my wife would have 50 and I would have 6 in my little small groups. So, but
what were your small group?
Oh, mine were different things, you know, like a book of the Bible, mm-hmm. Or, you know, it might be like right now I'm doing one on Sunday morning. It's a video series called Overcomer, and it's Dr. Jeremiah, and it's good. It's overcoming, you know, different things in your life. It's 6 mm-hmm. weeks. And so I lead lots of different groups, but I was kidding her that when she leads groups, apparently she hit the button, you know, with trauma. We all have trauma. Yeah. You know, everybody has a little bit of trauma in their history. So she really hit that button, and it was, I heard good things. I heard it helped people, and she may offer it again here soon, but she did do it 3 times in a row. So probably take a little break. So.
How long was this? Time frame.
She did it it was 12 weeks, I believe, 12 to 14 weeks, I think. Okay. So it kind of depends on the discussion and all of that. But yeah.
12, half hour, up to 2 hours?
A couple hours. They would meet a couple hours on Tuesday nights is when they did that. And but yeah, she's taking a little break from that. But that was kind of a fun thing recently as far as the response. Now, a trauma group is not fun. It's deep work, you know. People have to go dig into the scars and the mm-hmm. the wounds, and it's kind of a tough thing. So I did a little different angle. I did which this might be unusual for a church to offer, but I did a month, so it was 4 weeks, and it was a church hurt group, and that was interesting. There were about 5 or 6 of us, and it was basically, you know, people getting together and kind of processing, you know, how the church has hurt them, or people in the church, people who claim to be Christians. And that was very healing for those that came, but it was very, very small, but it was good. It was good. So we offer lots of different things. Most of the small groups we offer are like studying a particular book of the Bible. That would be what we offer most often. So, yeah.
Who's your favorite person in the Bible?
Well, you know, Jesus is the obvious choice. So, mm-hmm. but if you set, you know, that he's the central figure,
other than Jesus,
I who's my favorite? I love a guy. He's kind of obscure, and he's in the Old Testament. His name is Caleb. And mm-hmm. Caleb was, if you have a church background, there's you know, the 12 spies went into Canaan, the promised land, to spy out the land for Moses. And 10 of them came back and said, hey, the cities are too big and scary. The people are scary. They're fierce. You know, we're never going to take this. 2 spies came back, Joshua and Caleb, and said, hey, you know, God can do this. He's with us. He can do this. And so I love Caleb because he's kind of this minor character, but he was a man of great faith. And when everybody, because the people of Israel were very afraid and they chose not to go in at that time, they, you know, here was God rolls out the red carpet and they choose not to go in. And Caleb and Joshua were the only two that really were like following Moses and following God. And what gets me is the way the Bible sums up Caleb's life. It says that that he served God or loved God wholeheartedly for his whole life. And I'm like, man, that's not a bad summary. That's a good line to go for. Like, if at the end of my life, it could be said I served God wholeheartedly. So Caleb's one of my favorite, like, kind of obscure, more obscure characters. But Daniel is one of my favorite prominent characters in the Old Testament. Most famous for the lion, you know, the lion's den, but just a remarkable person of character. Imagine being watching your nation collapse, being dragged from your family, going off to Babylon, basically being thrown into the assimilation. You know, you're gonna think like us Babylonians, and he just maintains his integrity, his faithfulness to God. When the ruler says nobody can pray to anybody but me for a period of time, Daniel opens his windows like he always does, and he prays to God like he always did, and that's what got him in trouble. That's the famous, you know, what set him up to be thrown into the lion's den. And so just that person of integrity and unwillingness to be a person of compromise or fear, I admire that. And I would like to think in a persecution setting that I would act that way. I hope so. So yeah, Daniel's an impressive individual. God used him powerfully in a couple empires, not just the Babylonians, but the empire afterwards. He rose to prominence there and God used him. So pretty remarkable individual. So those are some of my favorites, but yeah.
My favorite is Paul, St. Paul.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, so many things that you can say about him, but at the end of his tenure, just before they crucified him upside down,
yeah,
his last letter to the Corinthians he wrote, what did he write? I fought the good fight. I fought the good fight. I've kept the faith.
Yeah. Finished the race.
Finished the race.
Yeah.
And yeah, I always try to look at that in my own personal interest.
Yeah.
Fight the good fight. Yeah. Keep the faith.
Yeah.
Finish the race.
Yeah. They
crucify you upside down.
Well, they killed him. I don't remember. I thought Peter was crucified upside down. It's not in the Bible. Yeah. That's tradition. But Paul died for the faith. I definitely know that. I love Saul to Paul. I mean, talk about, he went from, you know, Jewish, persecuting the church to being our greatest missionary, church planner, wrote much of the New Testament. Yep. You know, I went through a season of doubt in college, and one of my reasons that I believe Jesus walked out of his own grave is because Saul hated the church, met the risen Christ, becomes Paul. He died for that faith, and it's one of the reasons I believe it's true, is because Saul, you know, that transformation is astounding.
Yes.
It's astounding, and the best explanation for it is he met the risen Christ. You know, Jesus came back from the dead, so.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. If you have any questions for us, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
The Interior Alaska Cancer Association is a nonprofit organization that helps cancer patients and their families and educates the community about cancer-related issues. They are here to help physicians and members in the interior fight cancer. They provide support groups, financial assistance, and resource guidance for those who have cancer. For more details, go to interioralaskacancer.org. This message proudly brought to you by the radio station located in downtown Fairbanks at 529 Fifth Avenue.
Wintertime is always awesome at Ivory Jack's. Whether you ski up, arrive on dog sled, or a snow machine, you're always welcome at Ivory Jack's with great weekend breakfasts with mimosas or their famous Bloody Marys. How about the perfect lunch or maybe a nice steak dinner? Swing out on the weekends to Ivory Jack's for live nightly entertainment. And there's always a game on the big screens. Plus free parking, always at Ivory Jack's. Whether it's your car, snow machine, or dog sled, Ivory Jack's in the heart of the beautiful Goldstream Valley.
KFAR weather.
scattered flurries likely this afternoon. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High temperatures reach up to 10 below. Winds out of the northeast, around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Scattered flurries likely. Lows level off around 23 below. That's your weather on KFAR, 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Pastor Derek Dickinson in the studio here with me. You're putting on the Elevate, Lift Your Leadership to the Next Level on Saturday, January 27th. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., lunch is included, but you have to, if you want the lunch, you have to call in and reserve it because it's made specifically for you. Now, how long does it take you to, you know, this is number six.
Mm-hmm.
When do you start?
I start in September, thinking about who I think would be a good speaker. And I don't necessarily personally know all these individuals. So I have to kind of figure out how to be honest, to get to them. how do I, you know, I don't, it's not like I have these folks'
what
personal
bait
cell phone.
Do you use to catch them?
So how do I, you know, and so often, you know, I will talk to people that are friends of mine and say, hey, who do you think would be good, and do you, you know, are you willing to, you know, talk to them and see if they would be okay if you gave me their cell phone number so that I could talk to them, and not, you know, not everybody says yes, because I'm asking for a free speech, you know, I'm asking for them to put in effort and time, and so some people say no, and I get it, they're busy, or often a lot of people are out of town in January, they like to go to Hawaii or somewhere, and so sometimes it takes a few tries to get the right people. But our community has some gracious, amazing people. And most people are like, hey, this is bless the community. This is a gift to the community. This helps people reach their potential. It helps people flourish and thrive as leaders. I'm in. And they, you know, it's fun. I mean, I remember one of these speakers, I won't say which one it was, but I laughed because, you know, I'm kind of making the hard sell. And he goes, man, I'm good. I'm in. I like this. And so he's like, you don't have to try to sell me on it. And these individuals care about this community, and they want to see, you know, the nonprofits thrive. They want to see businesses thrive. They want to see, you know, just whatever areas and that we serve and different people serve as leaders, because really leadership is just influence, and it's helping your organization, whatever that organization, move in a good direction, move in a positive direction. And the beauty is all this, you know, every leader here, they've got seasoning, you know, they have experienced tough seasons, and they have learn from those. I mean, I learn from my failures. I learn from the moments that are more difficult and like, whoa, I won't do that again, you know? And so these folks have had those experiences, and so they can share those. And I think it's better to learn those lessons from someone else's experience than your own if you can, you know? So it's been good. But yeah, it's a real pleasure. People are very gracious. I mean, like I said, Mark Hamilton, just one example, he literally lives in Idaho, and on his own dime is flying up here. He'll visit his grandkids, you know, and family, and he'll speak to us and share and from his, you know, depth of leadership experience that he has. And that's the kind of people that we're talking about here. Every one of them graciously willing to share. So, yeah.
It's going to be a very, very good event. So thank you for putting it on. When does it really start getting, I'm in crunch time now. You start in September.
Yeah.
I know it's showtime. Showtime is at 10 o'clock on Saturday. When is crunch time?
Well, January 1st, we're putting the flyer wherever we can put it. And so I need to have it. So honestly, I need to have it together before Christmas, ideally. Because once you hit the holidays,
everything,
you know,
forget it.
It's pretty tough to get a hold of anybody, and pretty tough to get an answer. And so it's one of the reasons I try to start in September so that I can have it squared away before Christmas, and then we don't really – because people aren't paying attention to January stuff that much in December. So we just wait, and January 1 is kind of the, okay, let's start getting this message out and letting people know about it and helping them see. Now, one of the nice things is because it's our sixth year – is, you know, people have been to it before. They know what it is. And they're like, oh, yeah, I was wondering, you know, who's going to be this year?
When is it going to be?
Yeah, and I mean, like, I got to share at Chamber of Commerce Tuesday, and, you know, I went and sat at my table, and one of the ladies turned to me and said, oh, it was so good last year. You know, that's gold. And it was helpful to her. And so, and she's coming this year. So it kind of builds credibility and builds just, you know, that word of mouth. And but I mean, honestly, every one of these leaders has credibility. That's why I've asked them. Yeah. Because they have a reputation of being an impactful leader that's making a difference and has made a difference in Alaska. And so that's why I talk to them. So
do you always keep it at 8 speakers?
I try not to go above 8, just because I don't want to do mega day. I want to do kind of – it's not a full day.
You want them to remember everyone.
Yeah, I want them to try to, you know, to remember. And I don't want it to be overwhelming. It is drinking from a fire hose kind of feel anyway, even at 8. And part of the reason I do 8, I mean, and this could happen. It has not happened yet, I really hope, but, you know – if somebody gets sick or if somebody – there's something that comes up and they honestly can't do it, you know, I could drop to 7 and I still – I just give everybody a little longer, or we'd have more question time or whatever. And so with 8, it's a good – I've got some good flexibility, and we're not gonna go too long. We're not going to go too short.
It's your magic mark. You've been through this 6 times. This is your program.
Yeah, 7 or 8. 8 is what I prefer, and that way it works out pretty well. So,
how many people do you expect to attend on an average?
It's gotten a little bigger every year, and last year was over 100. So I don't know what it'll be.
We know when we know.
I mean, the RSVPs are a good indicator, but that doesn't tell you who. You know, if somebody doesn't want lunch or doesn't care about lunch or thinks, well, I'm just going to be there part of the day, so I'm not going to RSVP.
Lizzie Hartman's feeding you. You better want lunch. you really got a winner there.
Yeah, she is a sweetheart.
She really
does a
is.
Great job.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she's a remarkable caterer, and I definitely recommend her, you know, if you have an event. And she's a very busy woman, so you better call her early. But, yeah, she'll do a great job, and she always does, and it's always really good. And she's very gracious and reasonable in her pricing, and, you know. So, yeah, it's worked out well. So I'm excited about the whole day.
So we got a minute left. Let's review a final time. Your Elevate is next Saturday, January 27th, from 10 to 3 p.m. We're going to lift your leadership to the next level for participants. And you have John Burns, President and CEO of Golden Valley Electric Association, Mark Hamilton, President Emeritus, University of Alaska, Megan Heim, owner of the Fudge Pot, owner of Infinite Options Care Coordination Services, Franco Stanek, Director of Schools of Public School, Catholic Schools of Fairbanks, Marilyn Romano, Regional Vice President, Alaska Airlines, Captain Eric Spitzer, Commander D Detachment, Alaska State Trooper, Jomo Stewart, President, Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation, and Ann Weaver, CEO, Fairbanks Community Food Bank. That is a lineup.
It's a great lineup. They're going to do, I think they're going to do well. I think you will learn something and be blessed if you carve out the time to come, and I hope you will.
Fairbanks, that is our show for today. Mr. Dickinson, Pastor, thank you very much for being here. Fairbanks, you have a great weekend. It's going to be a little bit cold out there this weekend and getting colder. So, hey, we're Fairbanksons. We know how to handle this. You got this. I will see you on Monday.